Now the joyful day appears, which removes our panic fears, bringing comfort, joy, and light, instead of dark and dismal night. We have been overjoyed with tales, blown about by factious gales, simple people to deceive, and of their courage to bereave. But the truth I here declare to all such as loyal are, and will boldly serve the King. To them most happy news I bring. Londonderry is relieved, and from bloody fate reprieved, if the manner you would know, the same I will in few words show. Enniskilling men most brave, arm their country for to save, marching were upon the way to Belashannon town one day. Whom the Duke of Berwick met, having all the fields beset, which 5,000 chosen boys, the flower of messieurs and dear joys. Straight a battle fierce begun, streams of blood along did run, many hours they held the fight, and all with equal strength and might. Till the Protestants at last found their powder gan to waste, then with butt end they attack the Irish who straight give their back. Hotly they pursue the spoil, hunt their game into the toil. Some they took, but more they killed, remaining masters of the field. The defeat has struck a damp into the French and Irish camp. They confused counsels take, and self-destroying orders make. Fearing they, and force enough, draw their men from Derry Lock. Thus the way they naked give, for Kirk the city to relieve. He as prudent generals use, no advantage to refuse, straight returned with wind and tide into the lock again to ride. Where the banks disarmed he found, former guards had quit their ground. Only Kilmore Castle sent two bullets in a compliment. Thus encouraged he made on, seeing all his foes were gone, till the Derry walls he came, outstripping the career of fame. Then with arms he stored the town, sent them from the English crown, and whole tunes of wholesome beef, with other meats for their relief. But for men they needed none, they'd enough if half were gone, all united in this sense, to die in that brave town's defense.